I think I called the dust bag.
All right. Mm-hmm. How about, before I ask the next question, if a woman is doing her daily, the things that she does to the house daily, you say she does what?
She's doing her housework.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Yeah, okay, now the next question. What do you call a thing that you might put water in if you were going to mop?
A bucket.
What would it be made of?
Plastic.
Okay. Suppose there were one made out of metal, maybe to milk the cows into.
Pail.
Okay. And suppose it's made out of wood at a well.
I'd probably call that a bucket, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there any difference between a bucket and a pail? Is it what they're made of?
Right. I would call a pail one that's made of metal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A bucket probably is more, I don't know, more flexible, it seems like. Who knows?
I don't quite know what you mean by more flexible.
Like, it probably gives a little more. Bucket, when I think of a pail, I think of the steel ones that
yeah.
are.
Yeah, okay. Have you seen those machines that some people have that, not garbage disposals, but they reduce the size of the garbage?
Compressors.
Okay.
Trash compressors.
Mm-hmm. And if, what do you call the thing that you might have outside your back door to put the trash in?
The trash can? The okay. garbage can?
And what about great big ones that they have in apartment complexes?
Dispensers, trash dispensers.
Did you ever hear that called some kind of a dumpster?
Oh, yeah, a dumpster.
Any certain kind of dumpster?
No.
Okay, like, did you ever hear dimpster dumpster?
Oh, yeah, dimpster dumpster.
Is that the variant you would use? Because
yes.
All kinds of different things.
That's what we call it, dimpsty dumpster.
So what was that again?
Dimpsty dumpster.
Okay. all right, let's see. Yeah, let's go ahead and get this over with. If a person has a fatal disease and he doesn't recover, you would say he did what?
Died.
And do you have any other ways of saying a person died?
Right. Passed away.
All right. Any crude ways of saying it? That old skin flint, finally.
Kick the bucket.
Pardon?
Kick the bucket.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you might say he's been dead a week and nobody yet figured out what he died
of.
Would you say those together?
No one figured out what he died of.
Okay. And what do you call a place where the body is buried?
Cemetery.
Any other name for that?
Graveyard.
Is there a difference?
When I say graveyard, I think it's something more spookier and a little more raggedy.
Mm-hmm. What might you have in the graveyard that's spooky?
Ghosts and vines and really old tombstones and really weird epigrams on the tube stand. Tubes. I can't. Tube. Tomb. Markers.
Hmm. All right. What would you call a place where bodies are buried above ground, a kind of building?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what I would call it.
Would you say mausoleum?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. Then what is the box that people are buried in?
Coffin.
Any other name for that?